Welcome back for the second hour of the Wilner Window. As our hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals, invite you once again to look in on a discussion of nutritional supplements and their role in preventing disease and promoting optimal health. Don and Arnie are both pharmacists, the owners of Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy, and the authors of the highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. You can just sit back and enjoy the view, or you can call in with your questions. The number to call is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Now, back to Arnie and Don.
And welcome back to the second hour of the Wilner Window. This is Arnie Gitomer, once again joined by Sam Forbes and Dr. Richard Podell. Our special guest, Cheryl Myers, from Integrative Therapeutics. And the phone number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710, 1-800-321-0710. We have a couple of open lines for those of you who may have had difficulty getting through earlier. Okay, now, before we continue and take your calls, there's something important I want to alert you to. Last year, many of you attended the big luncheon we had in Manhattan, sponsored by WOR, featuring Dr. Ron Hoffman and other speakers. Everybody who came, and we had an overflow crowd of about 300 people, loved it. The information was great, the food was great, the prizes were great, we had a wonderful time. Well, some more good news. We're going to do it again this year, and it might even be better this time. For one thing, it's going to be held on a big yacht as we cruise around Manhattan. Dr. Hoffman is going to be the featured speaker again, and a full-course dinner will be served. Prizes will be given away, and you'll those of you who come, get a couple of free books as well, and a great time should be had by all. It's going to be Sunday, October 2nd. Listen to WOR this week, and you'll hear details on how to order your ticket. Don't call us at the store. The radio station has a special phone number for you. And you can get the information from the WOR website as well, and their website is www.wor710.com. But mark your calendar, October 2nd, Sunday, hold the day. Okay, all right, now, those of you who've been on the phones waiting over the break, thank you. And let's get there and say hello to Mary Ann from Roselle, New Jersey.
Hello, doctors. I appreciate your services. Your guest had mentioned something about CoQ10 acting as vitamin K. I have a heart condition. I do have AFib as well as a pacemaker. And I do take between 100 to 200 milligrams of CoQ10 a day, primarily for gum disease and cardiac support. Now, do I understand that vitamin K naturally is an antidote for blood thinners? Now, will I have to take an aspirin every other day? Do I have to increase my amount of aspirin that I would be taking if I do take any quantity of CoQ10?
Well, Marianne, that's an excellent question and a very thoughtful one. Warfarin and aspirin exert their effects in the body differently. Vitamin K is not an antidote for aspirin. It is an antidote for Coumadin. So that works in the opposite direction of one, but not the other. So you don't have to worry about whether you're taking enough aspirin or not if your doctor has told you to take an aspirin a day. But I do want to clear something up. I don't think I was particularly clear. Vitamin K and CoQ10 are two separate things. They're not the same thing. It's just that they are structurally similar. And so there are some theoretical concerns. Some research has shown that CoQ10 and warfarin taken together at the same time that there's not any kind of interaction. And some research has shown that it did cause people to have to take slightly higher doses of the warfarin or Coumadin in order to compensate for the coenzyme Q10. So until we know more about it, until more research is published, I always err on the side of caution. But with your aspirin, you should be in great shape, and I applaud you for having the foresight to take coenzyme Q10, because that's excellent both for what you mentioned, the gum disease, and for supporting your heart health as well.
Okay, thanks for that call, Marianne. And next is Sarah from Brooklyn.
Hello.
Hello.
I take Coumadin.
I have atrial fibrillation. I have a very serious heart condition. And when I took Lipitor, I had to stop it because all my muscles were hurting me, and I developed all kinds of bad symptoms. So doctor stopped the Lipitor, and I'm taking now Zetia. He once mentioned I should take for the muscles and for the heart, I should take coenzyme Q10. And then I said to him, but Q10 is just the opposite from Coumadin. So he said, okay, so don't take it. So now I want you to help me out. Mm-hmm. Should I take it or not?
Well, I would say two things. One is coenzyme Q10 is going to be very helpful for supporting your heart health. And I wouldn't give up on it. It does not negate the effects. It doesn't wipe out the effects of Coumadin or warfarin. It just may depress them a little bit, which means maybe you'll have to take a milligram or so more. The important thing is that you don't change and that you do this with your doctor. So that if you start on, let's say you want to take 200 milligrams of CoQ10 and he's measuring your bleeding times as he adjusts your Coumadin warfarin level, just make sure that when you get it to the level where it needs to be, don't make any sudden changes and suddenly decide, I'm going to stop using Vitaline CoQ10. You know, the main thing is to discuss any changes with your doctor prior to making them and don't start or cease something suddenly. But I want to recommend to you something else, if I may, and that is the Eskimo 3 fish oil, because that product has been studied specifically in individuals who have difficulties with atrial fibrillation, and it has also been studied specifically in people who struggle with keeping their cholesterol where it should be. So I'm thinking that maybe both of these supplements might be something that would be very helpful for you, and I bet that some of the other folks that are on our panel probably have some ideas as well of other things.
Well, the other thing also is, you know, the Eskimo 3 has its own, you know, a quote, blood-thinning effect. So, Sarah, what you need to do is let your doctor know what you want to do and get his advice as to how to work these into your regimen, okay? Because there could be an effect on the Coumadin level, and there might not be. It doesn't mean just because you take CoQ10 and fish oil, you're going to need more Coumadin or less Coumadin. It may not be, but your doctor needs to know what's going on so he can be aware of it in case something does need to be changed.
You know, I want to say, mention something about Q10, and I've heard this a number of times with our customers who have prescriptions for Lipitor and other statin drugs, that when they take the a pretty good dose, a pretty heroic dose, perhaps 200 or 300 milligrams of Q10, that it resolves their muscular pain and cramping. So Q10 actually may have a protective effect against the side effects of Lipitor and statin drugs. So any of you out there who, let's say, may experience a mild pain in the muscle when taking Lipitor, try, you know, mention it to your doctor, but try taking CoQ10.
Sounds like a good idea to me. Okay, Sarah, thanks so much for that call. Okay, our phone number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710, 1-800-321-0710. Okay, this is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Sam Forbes.
This is Dr. Richard Podell.
Special guest, Cheryl Myers, and we'll all be back after these messages.
Country Life has a new product to help fight osteoporosis. Target Men's Calcium Magnesium Phosphorus with Vitamin D. This unique vegetarian capsule formula combines absorption, convenience, and low cost. In Target Men's, Country Life developed a multiple carrier system that enhances the absorption of calcium. They combine calcium hydroxyapatite, calcium citrate, calcium lysinate, calcium aspartate, and calcium alpha-ketoglutarate. The hydroxyapatite form provides phosphorus as well as calcium, which is shown in a recent study to also increase bone strength. The citrate form is very absorbable, and the lysine and aspartic acid carriers also assist in bone health. Target Men's Calcium Magnesium Phosphorus with Vitamin D vegetarian capsules deliver 1,000 milligrams of calcium, 500 milligrams magnesium, 500 milligrams phosphorus, and 400 IUs of vitamin D in just 4 convenient vegetarian capsules. That's Target Men's Calcium Magnesium Phosphorus with Vitamin D vegetarian capsules from Country Life, available at the Wilner Chemists.
In 1947, while the world was discovering junk food, some of us took a different path. We decided being well was more than just not being sick. that what went into our bodies helped determine the wellness of our bodies. And to make that wellness our way of life, we created Solgar Vitamins. Made in small batches for greater freshness, bottled in amber glass for greater protection, tested and retested to ensure their potency and purity. No wonder Solgar is the number one brand of nutritional supplements in leading natural health food stores and considered the gold standard by any standard. So if you're ready to make wellness even more a part of your life, look for the distinctive gold Solgar line in your nearest health food store and ask their nutritional experts about Solgar. They'll tell you wellness has been Solgar's way of life since 1947.
We all know the importance of maintaining a healthy heart. Coenzyme Q10, commonly known as CoQ10, is a critical nutrient for the cardiovascular system and one of the strongest antioxidants available. But how do you know which CoQ10 to choose? Q-Absorb from Gerald Formulas is the ultimate antioxidant for cardiovascular protection. Q-Absorb is clinically tested, 100% natural, and supports healthy heart function. Absorption is a major factor in the effectiveness of CoQ10, and this is where Q-Absorb excels. Studies show that a Q-Absorb expands blood vessels and improves oxygen consumption. When combined with exercise, Q-Absorb supplementation produces near-normal endothelial function. So don't just ask for CoQ10, ask for Q-Absorb from Gerald Formulas. Wilner Chemist carries the entire line of Gerald Formulas products, discount priced, of course.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. This is Arnie Gatomer along with Sam Forbes and Dr. Richard Podell, our special guest, Cheryl Myers. And before we get to the phones, you know, there's times when a conventional medical doctor just won't do. You need someone who knows both conventional as well as alternative medicine, someone able to combine the best of both worlds, solving these difficult problems that would cross the eyes of an ordinary clinician. Just someone like our co-host, Dr. Richard Podell, who's going to now tell you about a little bit about what he does when he's not here.
Yes, well, what I do is I practice medicine in Springfield and Somerset, New Jersey, and we have an integrative medicine practice. That means we're trying to combine the best of standard diagnosis and treatment together with natural approaches that help holistically to support the body's natural healing systems. That is, typically we use nutrients, we use herbs, we use behavioral medicine techniques, and sometimes a variety of other physical therapies and so on. We tend to see people with complicated problems, people who don't have one simple disease but have a whole variety of symptoms that are given names like chronic fatigue syndrome or depression or anxiety or fibromyalgia or chronic headaches or ulcerative colitis or anything that really affects more than one organ system at a time. And we find that this integrative approach works better for many people than simply taking the medicine alone. So if anyone wants to see us, we are in Springfield and Somerset, New Jersey. Our telephone number is 973-218-9191. And you can look on the web at Dr. Podell, drpodell.org.
Thank you, drpodell.org. And let's get back to the phones, and let's say hello to Jeff from Manhattan.
Yeah, hi, guys. Great show.
Thank you.
I have a quick question, actually a two-part question about atrial fibrillation. I've suffered three bouts of it over the summer, and I've had a nuclear stress testing done and echoes done, and so far they haven't really determined any causes for it. I do take fish oil. I take 200 milligrams of CoQ10, and I take magnesium about 400 or 800 milligrams per day. The only thing I've noticed is in the testing that's been done on my blood, my potassium seems to keep coming in low, and sometimes the phosphorus is off. I'm wondering, is there any possibility that there's an electrolyte issue here that I could explain, that I could ask the doctors to look into? And if so, would that relate to something else going on in my body, like my adrenal glands or something?
Well, the answer is yes. First of all, coenzyme Q does not lower potassium, so that's not the issue. Classically, it's diuretics. But if one has an overactive adrenal gland, or and not just cortisone but other adrenal hormones, that will tend to lower potassium. There are kidney problems where the kidney tubules simply leak potassium. So if, see, even if the potassium is kind of on the borderline of low normal, that usually means that the body is somewhat potassium depleted, because it doesn't really get low until you first got in depletion, and then it can drop, you know, fairly rapidly. And low potassium tends to promote arrhythmias, both ventricular and atrial, and it should be looked into. And when they are looking at potassium, they should also look at the magnesium level, using a red blood cell magnesium or a white blood cell magnesium, because when potassium is leaking, then magnesium may be leaking, and they both tend to promote arrhythmia. So I think that's something that isn't all that alternative. The doctor may or may not have thought of it, but if it really is on the low side, that should be looked into further.
And how about CoQ10 in terms of, I take 200 a day, is that really enough for this kind of condition?
The answer is we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Under current practices, we usually think of that as enough.
Mm-hmm.
And what that's going to do maybe is help the muscle in the heart, but it's not necessarily going to correct whatever's causing the atrial fibrillation, because we don't really know what's causing it. So I think it's a good thing to take, but you still have to keep looking for the cause.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You know, I might add one thing for the caller, and that is to, just in case, to look at his lifestyle. If you drink a fair amount of alcohol, if you consume a lot of caffeine, if you are on cold or flu medicine that has a stimulant effect, if you are on medication for adult attention deficit disorder or hyperactivity disorder in adults, anything that's a stimulant can sometimes worsen atrial fibrillation. And so while you're addressing some of these electrolyte issues that can be so important, you need to be aware that there's other things in the environment that can worsen this condition as well. Some people have reported, even though it's not been as strong a connection as people who eat a lot of chocolate, because chocolate contains a certain level of caffeine as well, especially dark chocolate, that they notice a change in how much atrial fibrillation they have. Oh, and I forgot one of the big culprits, and that's smoking with nicotine and its stimulant effects. So if any of those things pertain to you and it's something you can change in your lifestyle, you might notice an improvement based on that as well.
All right. Thanks for that call, Jeff. And the phone number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. And next is Betty from Farmingdale, Long Island.
Hello.
Hi, Betty.
Welcome to my home here. Anyway, I go to a doctor who I have gone for like 5 years, and I'm taking Synthroid 25 mcgs. And just going to a health food store and seeing a nutritionist there, and I don't know, they study the eyes, the pattern of your eyes, what that's all about, I don't know, saying that I had an accumulation of medicine. And what my question is with the Synthroid, am I allowed to take thyroid supplements?
First of all, what the practitioner was doing was something called iridology.
Right.
Iridology looks at the iris of the eye, and it's of questionable diagnostic value.
Right.
I'll be kind. As far as thyroid supplements with your thyroid medication, the thyroid medication isn't doing enough for your thyroid?
Well, I'm good. Yes, I am okay, because before I was diagnosed with the underactive thyroid, I mean, I was so weak, and plus a lot of other little things.
Yeah.
So yes, it's working.
So why do you want to if you're looking to say I want to try and get off the thyroid, I want to make it less, okay, you know, I guess you could try. But once again, the thyroid is one of the organs in the body, one of the glands that responds very well to supplementation, true, but also to replacement. You know, your thyroid just isn't doing it. You know, and sometimes you do need the thyroid hormone.
Right.
It's like a diabetic whose pancreas stops. You need insulin.
Definitely, there was a big improvement. I mean, I was so weak, I couldn't.
So once again, just revisit the thought about, you know, upsetting what you've achieved.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, most of what the so-called thyroid supplements aren't really thyroid, right? They're things that they say will help the thyroid produce its own hormone. And it probably wouldn't do any harm. And at the worst that happened is you might need a little less of the Synthroid. The government has banned the use of thyroid hormone supplements that have any thyroid activity. So that if you go buy a glandular thyroid, it's this
thyroxin
hormone
free.
Yeah, activity has been taken out. So you can't really do too much harm even if it's a thyroid supplement.
Well, the thyroid supplements that they recommend are either high iodine supplements or combinations of tyrosine and iodine. Tyrosine is the major amino acid in the thyroid hormone, and that combines with the iodine to form the thyroid hormone. So a heavy dose of iodine might do it for you, but once again, you need to be aware that you're altering what's there already. So you need to put that in the equation, Betty.
Right. 25 mcgs, is that a lot? Or
no, it's a fairly low dose.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for your time.
Okay, thanks for that call. And let's see, I don't think we'll have time for another caller. Does ITI have a sort of thyroid product, Betty, Cheryl?
Yes, we actually have two. We have one that's called BMR, that's through Tyler Formulations, and then we also have the thyroxine formula that is through Phytopharmica that has the iodine and the L-tyrosine and a few other of the things that are just good, healthy supports for the thyroid gland. But it absolutely, I would reiterate what you said, it does not take the place of replacing that thyroid hormone if you're not getting enough of it.
Okay.
And you need to keep on that.
Okay. Thanks, Cheryl. All right, we've got to pause for a short break, including a check on the weather. The weather and the traffic.
The traffic,
yes. Okay. You're listening to The Wilner Window. We'll be back after these messages. If you're looking for a fast way to lose weight, check out the 4-3-2-1 diet from Health from the Sun. The 4-3-2-1 diet is popular in Europe. It contains 10 pure plant extracts, 4 herbs that burn fat, 3 herbs that cleanse, 2 herbs that purify, and 1 herb to tone and revitalize. You won't find this combination in any other weight loss product. 10 herbs in a convenient liquid dosage for 10 days, the perfect complement to any weight loss program, including the low-carb diets. The 4-3-2-1 herbal diet that burns, cleanses, purifies, and tones from Health from the Sun. It's available with all the other fine Health from the Sun products at Wilner Chemists. And now, let's go to Diane de Oliveira for the traffic.
Thanks, Arnie. Good afternoon, everyone. The Jets are playing their home opener against Miami at 4 at the Meadowlands. We're seeing delays on routes 3, 17, 120, and exiting the New Jersey Turnpike at Interchange 16W. The inbound Holland is 25 minutes from both approaches, 10 minutes leaving the city. The inbound Lincoln is 20 minutes, outbound 15. The inbound George Washington Bridge upper deck, 20 minutes. Then heavy across this band, no problems downstairs. Outbound the upper deck also is slow. Eastbound Cross Bronx Expressway heavy at Jerome Avenue with a left lane crash. Northbound West Side Highway is jammed from 95th Street to the 150s with pothole repairs. Northbound FDR Drive is sluggish from 135th Street to the George with a right lane stall on the bridge ramp. Southbound has delays from the 140s to the Triborough Bridge and again from the 80s to the 50s. Southbound Bronx River Parkway, there's a crash at Fordham Road and no problems on the Tappan Zee Bridge in either direction. This report brought to you by Washington Mutual. Washington Mutual's free checking account has no hidden fees, plus you can add free online bill pay, free checking that's truly free. From the home of the free, Washington Mutual, more human interest. I'm Diane de Oliveira, WOR Traffic.
Hi, this is Dr. Vanessa. For the past 15 years, I have been conducting clinical case studies to treat common diseases and cancer without the use of drugs and its effects. My clinical experience has shown me that there is a link between the level of toxicity and the body's channels of elimination and disease. For example, some of these are fatigue, migraines, depression, cardiovascular disease, infections, and even cancer. I formulated a natural solution called Liver Clean. Liver Clean is clinically formulated as a daily internal cleansing to optimize your health and well-being by removing impurities from the body's channels of elimination, such as bloodstream, liver, kidneys, lungs, and skin. I make Liver Clean a part of my day every day. Join the thousands of other people that do too.
Start a clean and healthy new day with LiverClean today. Pida gratis el nuevo catálogo en español.
Are you taking a mineral supplement? Are you sure that the product you're taking is delivering all the nutritional value that you're paying for? If the supplement that you're taking contains Albion Advanced Nutrition's chelated minerals, you don't have to ask that question. Albion Advanced Nutrition's mineral amino acid chelates have 50 years of dedicated research and over 100 patents aimed at making your mineral nutrition and health better. No other form of mineral and supplements can match the benefits found in Albion Advanced Nutrition. Mineral amino acid chelates. Better absorption, easy on the system, better for your health. Make sure that your dietary mineral supplement states that its minerals are from Albion Advanced Nutrition, minerals that will improve the quality of your life. For a free brochure, call 1-800-222-0733 or visit the website www.albion-an.com for more information and a listing of companies that use Albion mineral amino acid chelates in their formulas. That's www.albion-an.com.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. This is Arnie Gitomer, along with Sam Forbes and Dr. Richard Podell, our special guest, Cheryl Myers. And before we get back to the telephone, it's time for a minute with Dr. Michael Murray, brought to you by Natural Factors.
Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Murray with a minute of important health news that you can use. Autism is a serious, severe, complex developmental disability in children. It is the result of improper brain development. Given the importance of nutrition to proper brain development, researchers recently investigated the role that fish oil supplements may play in helping children with autism manage some of their symptoms. This research was conducted at the universities of Stirling and Edinburgh in Scotland. In fact, there are indications that the dramatic increase that we've seen in the number of children being diagnosed with autism might be related to low levels of the long-chain omega-3 fatty acids found in fish oils. In a pilot study, it was found that children with autism given supplements of the omega-3 fatty acid EPA experienced improvements in sleeping patterns, cognition, eye contact, and sociability.
That Dr. Murray Minute was brought to you by Natural Factors, the makers of Welbutex, the family of supplements designed specifically for those with diabetes. And I just want to tell you about the sale in effect at Wilner Chemists. We have the entire American Health and Home Health lines on sale at 35% off list price. And we have selected items from Natrol, Natron, and Rainbow Light on sale at 30% off list. And if you don't already have a copy of our 224-page Spring Edition Wilner Chemist Reference Catalog, it's filled with health information and product data, you should just ask for it. Give us a call at 1-800-633-1106, option number 3. That's 1-800-633, option number 3, and I'll leave your name and address. Or you can request a copy by visiting our website at www.wilner.com.
Of course, the best way to get one of our catalogs is to pick one up at either one of our two stores in Manhattan. Our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue, and that's 41st Street and Park. It's just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. And the downtown store is at 253 Broadway. We are near the corner of Murray Street, which is right across from City Hall. Wilner Chemist, the nutritional supplement professionals.
And before we take the next call, I want to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window is brought to you by Dr. Vanessa's formulas. 8 years of clinical experience by Dr. Vanessa resulted in his formula, Liver Clean, designed to protect and detoxify the liver. And also, for those of you who are fans of the Heart Show, be advised that Dr. Fred Vanini is available. He's in the studio. And the Heart Show follows the Wilner Window at 4 o'clock. And now let's get back to the phones and let's say hello to Adrian from West Orange, New Jersey.
Hi, Arnie.
Hey, how are you, Adrian?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Good.
The problem I have, I'm postmenopausal. I'm 58 years old, and I'm still having hot flashes, and I'm experiencing a lot of vaginal dryness. I had heard about bioidentical hormone therapy, and I was wondering if you could tell me a little bit about it.
Yeah, we sure could. It's the popular hormones that are on the market today through the traditional medical community wind up to be Premarin, which is derived from pregnant mare's urine, and then they combine it with Provera, which is a medroxyprogesterone acetate. It's a synthetic progesterone. And what the bioidentical hormones are is they use progesterone, the progesterone that's found, you know, the same type of progesterone that's found in your body. And they also use the estradiol and estrone. This is the type of estrogen that's found in your body as well. So that's why they call it bioidentical. All right, and they feel it's much at the doses they're using. It's much safer than using the Provera and the pregnant mare's urine.
How did they determine how much to give you?
Well, there's fairly standard dosing, and that's the gynecologist knows how to do that. But in the end, it's a matter of matching it to your symptoms so that you start at a fairly low dose and raise it up until the hot flashes go away. However, I want to explain that the studies that have been done that show that the so-called natural hormones are safer are rat studies mostly looking at breast cancer, and that it isn't quite clear-cut that they really are a lot safer. And that the estrogen effects, for instance, stimulating breast tissue, are probably an inherent property of the estrogen. And that in the so-called natural hormone, where they tend to use a lot of the weaker hormone, estriol, instead of the stronger hormone, estradiol.
Right, estriol, I couldn't think of that
one. It isn't clear that if you raise the dose high enough to get the effect you want, that you're not also getting the side effects. So I think if you had to use an estrogen, I'd rather use a natural estrogen, but don't assume that it's proved really to be safer. It hasn't been.
Have you tried the alternative means, such as Vitex, black cohosh, and so forth?
Well, I have tried the black cohosh, and I didn't get any relief from it at all.
And that's it?
Yeah, that's all I did.
No. Cheryl, do you have a suggestion for Adrian?
You bet I do, because I'm fast approaching her age, so I've got a lot of firsthand experience with this sort of thing, and that is integrative therapeutics, especially our Phytopharmica line, has an AMPM menopause formula that can be very effective. And I can hear you with the black cohosh. It's enough for some women, but if they have serious symptoms, they need a little bit stronger boost than just black cohosh alone. And the AMPM menopause product combines things like the black cohosh with energizing substances like green tea and ginseng. It also has some things to help you relax and get a good night's sleep, because when your hormones are changing, it can wreak absolute havoc on your sleep patterns, which also translates into daytime fatigue and edginess. And I think it's just a fantastic product. And if you're willing to experiment a little bit, I say give it a try. You can always go back to trying some hormonal replacement, but I'm with the doctor in that it hasn't been proven that that's any necessarily safer than the things that they found that increase your risk for heart disease, blood clots in your legs, strokes, breast cancer, and uterine cancer.
Let me just say one other thing. Before I'd have you take hormones, I'd almost be inclined to take a look at certain medicines. There's a surprising number of non-hormonal medicines that are fairly effective in hot flashes. I mean, I think you're safer with the natural products if they work. But if they don't work, things like Neurontin, Xanaflex, Effexor, a whole weird variety of medicines are effective in a certain proportion of people in preventing the hot flashes.
Okay, and those seem to be some of the antidepressants?
Well, yeah, but not just. I mean, like Neurontin isn't an antidepressant,
right.
Xanaflex isn't. They do seem to work at the level of the hypothalamus in the brain or in the pituitary, something which seems to suppress the need to set off the hormone that is looking for the estrogen that isn't there anymore.
In that regard, one of the things that Sam mentioned was the Vitex, and that's the mode of action of Vitex.
Yeah, it may work. Vitex may work the same way. Yeah.
So, in addition to everything else we've mentioned, Adrian, think about Vitex as well. You know, the Vitex Agnus Castus.
Wonderful. Thank you so very much.
Okay. Thanks for calling, Adrian.
Good luck.
Always good luck.
Good luck, because I, you know, it's, this is not a life-threatening condition, but I know a lot of women who it really interferes with their quality of life, and I don't think we should take it lightly. They need to get these under control.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, and next we have Helen from Elmont, Long Island.
Hello, doctors and gentlemen. On CoQ10, I have two questions here. On CoQ10, sometimes I get like 90 for $27 and sometimes double the price for the same amount.
Mm-hmm.
Is there inferior ones?
Yes. There are inferior ones. As Cheryl said at the outset, the best CoQ10 at this time comes from Japan. Japan has a couple of companies who make an outstanding CoQ10. The primary company is called Konica. They're also...
Those are the coffee machine people?
K-A-N-E-K-A, yes. Anyway, and what happened about a year ago or more, they developed, because of the wonderful studies that have come out about CoQ10, they developed a shortage. There's a worldwide shortage of CoQ10, which is still in existence. And a bunch of opportunistic companies, a couple of them based in China, started producing a synthetic CoQ10 that Cheryl alluded to early on. So that CoQ10 is much less expensive and, of course, has found its way into circulation. So, yes, be aware of anything that...
And it doesn't work as well.
No, because you get, number one, you're not getting... The form you want is the cis form of CoQ10. It's a chemical designation. It's called CIS. It's the opposite of trans. Anyway, so a lot of the synthetic CoQ10 is a mixture of cis and trans. So you're not getting any benefit from the trans form. In addition, you're also getting a higher level of impurities, and we're really not sure what some of these impurities are. So I would make sure I'd stick with one of the companies that are using a good, you know, CoQ10, preferably one of the Japanese companies, and preferably Konica. Okay, and I know.
And I have to add that Vitaline CoQ10 from ITI, not only is our CoQ10 100% natural and it's from Konica, but we have, because we are an exclusive partner with Konica on launching their high purity CoQ10, we have the highest purity in the world. Now, if you're taking 50 or 100 milligrams, that may not be as important to you, but when you start taking more therapeutic levels, 200, 300, and as we've seen in Parkinson's, over 1,000 milligrams a day, those impurities start to make a difference. A very wise person said to me that the most expensive dietary supplement you will ever buy is the one that does absolutely nothing for you. And so I would be wary if it's too good to be true. It probably isn't.
It probably is too good to be true, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's our advice on that, Helen. All right. If you have any other questions, give us a holler at the store. We'll be glad to offer you some more guidance. And guess what? It's time for another short break. You folks are listening to the Wilner Window. Oh, and I need to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by Dr. Vanessa's formula, which include his product Liver Clean, scientifically formulated with 26 natural ingredients that protect and detoxify the liver, purify the bloodstream, and improve kidney function. And you're listening to the Wilner Window. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Sam Forbes.
This is Dr. Richard Podell.
Special guest, Cheryl Myers, and we'll all be back after these messages.
If all you want to hear is rosy marketing hype about the next miracle vitamin pill, you don't want to buy the new book by Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, The Best Supplements for Your Health. But if you want the truth about nutritional supplements, then this is the book for you. The Best Supplements for Your Health is a comprehensive guide to choosing and using nutritional and herbal supplements. With insight and brutal honesty, Don and Arnie tell you how to achieve optimal health and alleviate various health problems through the proper use of nutritional supplements. With over 400 pages of information and product-specific recommendations, The Best Supplements for Your Health is the perfect practical reference book. For more information, check the website www.bestsupplementsforyourhealth.com. Looking for the perfect gift? Consider giving The Best Supplements for Your Health
available at major bookstores, online, from Amazon and Barnes & Noble, and from Wilner Chemists. The Best Supplements for Your Health, a Twin Streams book, from Kensington Publishing.
You can count on Allergy Research Group to bring you the latest in cutting-edge nutritional supplements. One of the new products is Mucolixir. Mucolixir is a DNA-based nutritional supplement utilizing DNA from wild Pacific salmon. One method by which the body attempts to keep the lungs clear of mucus is to mount an immune response against the agents causing the problem. When the attempts to eliminate foreign material fail, excessive DNA can build up from the lysed white blood cells, resulting in viscous mucus. The small amount of DNA in Mucolixir is thought to balance mucus levels via a regulatory mechanism. Based on preclinical investigations and clinical trials, Mucolixir appears to support cilia motion and liquefaction and elimination of mucoid substance. Mucolixir from Allergy Research Group in 10-mil dropper bottles, now available at Wilner Chemists. The makers of ProPax with NT Factor and Healthy Aging with NT Factor have asked us to do an educational minute to explain why the product really is unique, why it really works. First, what exactly does Healthy Aging with NT Factor do? Well, NT Factor reduces and eliminates fatigue. NT Factor protects against genetic damage. NT Factor protects against age-related loss of hearing and nerve function. NT Factor repairs oxidative damage to cell and mitochondrial membranes. And NT Factor optimizes membrane potential and mitochondrial function. Well, these are claims, but here is what is different. These claims are actually supported by research on animals and humans, research that actually used NT Factor in the studies. This is special, and NT Factor is special. Among the ingredients of NT Factor is a modified phospholipid extract, for example, which closely matches the phospholipid profile of the human cell membrane. Why not use the product that is unique and actually shown to work? At Wilner Chemists, we carry both ProPax with NT Factor, the complete nutritional supplement pack, or high-potency NT Factor alone under the name Healthy Aging, for those who want to add it to their current supplement program. Ask for Healthy Aging with NT Factor at Wilner Chemists. Go with what works.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. This is Arnie Gatomer along with Sam Forbes and Dr. Richard Podell, our special guest, Cheryl Myers. Any of you have been wondering where Don Goldberg is? He's at the, there's an expo in Washington, D.C., a health expo, and he's there this afternoon, so that's why he's not with us. But he will be with us next Sunday. And, okay, let's get to the phones again and say hello to Anne from Queens.
Thank you for taking my call. I have a question on the CoQ and the other one, the Eskimo with the...
Right.
Okay. I'd love to take these, but I stopped taking vitamins because I have a bleeding disorder, von Willebrand, and I'm not supposed to have anything that has thinner. And I was afraid of vitamin E. If there's a way that I could ask the doctors.
Well, we have
or
one.
Or anybody.
Yeah, well.
Yeah. Okay, von Willebrand's disease is a condition which people will bleed more easily. I doubt that reasonable doses of vitamin E are going to affect it very much. However, I've never looked at that specifically, and so don't really know. Vitamin E has a very mild blood thinning effect, but that's for the average person, and it isn't very strong for the average person. So I think you'd have to ask the hematologist, say, is it different with von Willebrand's? Because when you have a special genetic predisposition, all the rules about everything else may go out the window.
About ginkgo, from what I understand, one of the manufacturers we carry, Nature's Way, has a ginkgo called Ginkgold, and they claim that their preparation of ginkgo biloba does not thin the blood, and they quoted, I got a couple of quotes from studies showing that it didn't. And as a matter of fact, they had studied it with patients who were on blood thinners and found it didn't affect it. So it does appear that not all ginkgo biloba products are the same. The ginkgold, I think it's prepared in such a way that it doesn't include a component of the ginkgo biloba that does thin the blood. So ginkgold from Nature's Way.
Ann, you have, as Dr. Podell said, you have a special problem, and you're probably best working with that with your hematologist, and I'm sure if you needed some nutritional guidance, Dr. Podell would be happy to consult with him.
Mm-hmm. The other thing is, I think the caller, Ann, mentioned Eskimo 3.
Yeah.
And fish oil in larger doses does tend to have something of a blood-thinning effect, which is heart-healthy in most individuals. So I would be cautious about the levels that you would use. I certainly wouldn't use high levels of Eskimo 3. CoQ10 itself does not have any blood-thinning capability. And so if we do make, it's not as popular, but we do make a CoQ10 formula without vitamin E. A lot of times you'll see in our products we partner CoQ10 and vitamin E because there's some evidence that they help refresh one another once they're absorbed and that they may work better together than not together. For example, the Parkinson's disease study was done with our CoQ10 blended with vitamin E, whereas the study that was done on Huntington's disease was just on coenzyme Q10 alone without vitamin E. So we do make a variety of forms. So you can find a high quality coenzyme Q10, such as our Vitaline formula, that doesn't have vitamin E in it, if this should be a concern of your hematologist. But I agree with the rest of the group that because you're in a special situation, I wouldn't abandon using dietary supplements because they may be very helpful for you, but you have to make intelligent decisions, and sometimes that's easiest when you're working with your healthcare professional.
Okay, thanks for that call, Ann. And next we have Diana from the Bronx. Hello, Diana.
Hello. I want to know about omega-3.
Yeah?
I'm legally blind, and I am diabetic. And I want to know if that omega-3 is good for me. I get Propax. I send to your company every month.
Mm-hmm. Propax is a good thing. And Propax, one of the capsules in Propax is an omega-3 fatty acid. So you are getting a little bit of the omega-3. You're not getting an awful lot, but you're getting a little bit of the omega-3. Probably 1,000 milligram. How many packets you take a day?
Just one.
You're getting 1,000 milligram of the omega-3. So, but if you're looking for any specific effect on diabetes, Dr. Podell, I think we'd have to say she needs a little more than that.
Well, diabetes in terms of omega-3 thins the blood. It doesn't help the blood sugar particularly. There's a lot of things that may be helpful in diabetes, but it's probably too long a list to give now. Plus, you may not be wanting to take that many things, but things like primrose oil and alpha-lipoic acid, probably magnesium, all have beneficial effects in diabetes.
It's funny, we were talking about krill oil earlier, and that happens to be one of its effects was lowering blood sugar. So that may have been one difference between krill oil and regular omega-3 fats. Mm.
I would want to point out also that you have to be careful what kind of fish oil you choose, because fish oil that is not naturally stable can turn rancid, especially if you're taking it in a capsule form. And if you're not using a high quality, that rancidity causes some oxidative damage in your body, which is hard enough on anybody, but it's particularly hard on someone with diabetes. Additionally, when you have higher levels of blood sugar, that sugar is irritating to the inside walls of your blood vessels. When you have more sugar in the blood than you should, it's irritating to those vessel walls and can start an inflammatory process, which may be one of the mechanisms by which people with diabetes have more problems with cardiovascular disease, or something we call atherosclerosis, which is plaque buildup. And so when you use a high-quality fish oil like our Eskimo 3, then you can reduce some of that inflammatory response, use other things to help get that blood sugar under better control so that you keep it within the normal ranges, and you can perhaps prevent some of the long-term damaging effects that come about by having occasional jumps in your blood sugar.
Okay, thanks for that call, Diana. And next is Nina from Princeton, New Jersey.
Hi, doctor. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Okay, we got about a minute, Nina, so what's your question?
Should I take Plaquenil? I'm a lupus patient.
Should you take Plaquenil?
Yes, I'm a lupus patient.
You'd better check with your doctor.
Okay, and what can I take to increase my white blood cell?
You want to increase your white blood cells?
Yes.
Because they're low?
Yes.
And they're low because of the lupus?
Yes.
Well, you have to be careful with lupus because it's an autoimmune disease, and you want to be cautious with using anything that functions as an immune stimulant. So when you're looking at lupus, we do have one product that's been studied for rheumatoid arthritis. There's anecdotal reports of doctors using it for lupus, and that's called Saventaro. Saventaro is a special kind of cat's claw that only has the POA form, so it doesn't have any adverse effects. And it's actually a prescription drug in Austria for rheumatoid arthritis. In the United States, it's a dietary supplement. The anecdotal reports has been that because it acts as an immune modulator, not an immune stimulant, that you can pull up some of those white blood cell levels, especially it raises T cell counts without risking the overstimulation you get by using an immune stimulant. So
okay.
I would say Saventaro.
Saventaro.
And ModuCare.
Good idea.
ModuCare is a very...
ModuCare and Saventaro. Okay, now a quick word about learning factors from natural factors.
Hi, this is Dr. Michael Murray. There's a major epidemic occurring in children living in the United States. According to the U.S. Surgeon General, 1 in 10 American children currently suffers with a psychiatric illness, and over 6 million children are on psychoactive drugs like Ritalin. To support proper brain function, Natural Factors Nutritional Products has created Learning Factors Smoothie Mix, a high-protein, hypoallergenic formula composed of more than 35 brain-critical nutrients. Learning Factors makes a delicious wildberry-flavored smoothie drink that will provide intensive nutritional support to your child. Utilizing the latest research in nutritional support for human brain function, Learning Factors helps your child stay mentally sharp throughout the day. And with natural factors, purity and potency are always guaranteed.
Okay, Cheryl, I'd like to thank you for being our guest today.
Thank you. I enjoyed it. And if you can't remember IT, Integrative Therapeutics, just remember IT. Go in and ask for IT at Wilner Chemist.
Okay, thanks, Cheryl. All right, we're coming to the end of another episode in the ongoing saga of the Wilner Window. And, you know, Don told me this past weekend he thinks we've done about 500 shows. You believe that, huh? How about that? Anyway, we'll be back again next Sunday, 2 o'clock, same time, same station. Okay, on behalf of Sam and Dr. Richard Podell, we'd like to wish you all a good week. Thanks to Noah and Ira in the control room, and stay tuned for the Heart Show with Dr. Fred Vanini.
Thank you for listening to The Wilner Window. We hope you enjoyed the show. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in the country, and by your hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gatomer, the nutritional supplement professionals.